It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
We're back.
The Naked Gaming
Podcast. You weren't ready then, were you?
I'm ready now. Look, we're rolling now. We never stop. This is the Naked Gaming Podcast, and we're back.
I'm Lee Milner.
I'm Chris Barrow. I'm ready for this podcast.
You're ready now. Good. I'm glad you are ready. Well, this is our second news update podcast. We're enjoying making these, aren't we?
Yeah, the last one seemed to go down very well, so we thought, let's do another one.
Yeah.
On the pod today, we've got a couple of things for you. Number one, why is it so ridiculously impossible to get hold of a PlayStation 5?
Your estimated wait time is 84,691 hours. I check social media on my wrist-mounted digi-screen. Good luck, everyone, says at PS5 drops latest.
And as Pokemon celebrates its 25th birthday. 25 years old.
That's a lot, isn't it? Nearly as old as me.
We'll talk about the three new Pokemon games that have been announced, as well as some of the best games to play in the franchise's history.
You ready?
Go on, then. So Chris has been trying his very best to buy a PlayStation.
What? You say trying like so angrily. You know I haven't managed to buy one.
How long have you been trying to buy a PlayStation?
Okay, the PlayStation 5 was released, I think it was November the 19th in the UK.
Right.
I would say I've probably spent in total about 20 hours worth of my life trying to buy one. That involves sitting there, refreshing the screens. This is what I've resorted to now. There's a live stream where some bloke has set up a thing which checks all the stock of like Amazon and John Lewis and Very. And then if there's a PlayStation drop, a big siren goes like that, and then everyone rushes to that website to try and buy the PlayStation.
Well, look, I might have an answer for you from from the boss of PlayStation, Jim Ryan.
Okay, go on, Jim.
So he answered a few questions about this in a GQ interview recently. He said, "We're working as hard as we possibly can." Mm-hmm. You may have read that we sold 4.5 million PS5s at the end of December.
Not to me.
That's more than we did PS4s in 2013. I know there were people who wanted a PS5 and couldn't find one.
Yep.
We're very sorry about that and obviously grateful that demand has been as strong as it is. Mm. So are you happy with that answer?
No, because they asked him about production as well, because they knew that coronavirus was a factor when they released last year.
Okay, well,
so they had this in mind.
Just listen to his explanation here. Okay. Let him talk.
Okay, sorry, Jim.
He said, obviously, in a pandemic, supply chains become a little more complicated. We had to move to a distribution model that is entirely online, and that's something that we had never done before, Chris.
Mm.
And finally, just the level of demand for PlayStation 5, so you know, all of those things kind of combined.
Mm.
So you're happy with that?
No, because what's so annoying about it is I'm sitting there fighting with other people to spend £450. I'm not saying, like, please just take my money. I'm desperate to buy the PlayStation 5.
Mm.
And yet, you can't get your hands on one. Now, there's other problems that come into play as well, like online bots and scalpers and things that we're going to go on to talk about. But first of all, our reporter Alex Rhodes has also been struggling to buy a PlayStation 5. We're kind of having a competition to see who can get one first. It's not been going well for him, shall we say.
The year is 2077. The Earth has turned against us. Raging solar storms make huge swathes of the planet uninhabitable to human life. Those of us that have survived, who've made it this far, live in the few remaining gigacities, scattered craters on a scorched earth. The rich tried to leave. When things started sliding into chaos, the billionaires packed their bags and boarded shuttles for another planet, another life. Most exploded before they even left our toxic atmosphere. Those that survived the launch, we never heard from again. I can't sleep. The huge animated billboards glare through the windows of my tiny apartment. chanting inane slogans for the latest body modifications. I rub my eyes and head to my screen terminal. It's almost time anyway. Suddenly, the alarms sound out across the city. The adverts on the vast screens that litter the street have disappeared, replaced with a flashing red light. Here we go again. I click the link as soon as I see it. 0.89 seconds later and I'm through to the next page. Not my fastest time, but still pretty good. You are now in the queue, read the familiar text on the game website. Your estimated wait time is 84,691 hours. I check social media on my wrist-mounted digi-screen. Good luck, everyone, says at PS5 drops latest. Below, hopeful users swap tips. You have to register as a guest. Make sure you choose a bundle rather than just a console. If you refresh after exactly a minute, you're more likely to get in, they chatter excitedly. Rookies, I mutter. There were no shortcuts. No tricks. You can't game. You just have to be faster than the scalper bots. Scalper tech had grown exponentially in the last 50 years. Eventually, a Russian hacker had developed a bot so advanced it had become sentient, and the hacker lost control. It bought up every pair of the Nike Air Jordan anniversary line in under 7 seconds. Unfortunately, a programming error meant the delivery address was listed as a small Pacific island. The residents were buried alive in shoes before the bot could be shut down. The alarms stop as quickly as they began. The game website shudders before reloading a new page. We're sorry, we are now out of stock of PlayStation 5 consoles. I lean back in my chair and sigh. Not this time. The PlayStation 5 now had almost 6 games in its library, and CD Projekt Red had said they were confident they could fix the bugs in Cyberpunk at some point in the next decade. The alarms suddenly roar back into life. Curry's drop, came the message from at PS5 drops latest. I crack my knuckles. Here we go again.
Thank you, Alex Rhodes.
Bless him.
Still hasn't got a PlayStation 4.
Still got a young voice, really, for how old did he say he was? Like, he's 90s?
Yeah, but he's gone weirdly American. He's now, I've been number 96,000 in the queue at Curry's before, so that was probably the closest I've ever got.
Wow.
Or refreshing on Amazon like a crazy possessed man. But I can't get one.
So is there a problem with the websites, do you think?
Yeah, so what my feeling and my suspicion is that bots will visit a website and they can check out faster than any human can, because they'll auto fill out the payment details, they'll fill in all the addresses and everything, instant fill. Now, you can do that as a human, but they can do it even quicker. So when it comes to a kind of head-to-head competition with a bot, you simply cannot win. Now, I wanted to review one for the podcast, obviously, first of all, but we need to find a better way of doing this kind of thing. We heard the boss of PlayStation talking about this demand. Mm. Part of the reason is that they haven't got enough of them, but it's scalpers. I'm furious at the scalpers.
So hang on. Scalpers, what's a scalper?
So that's someone who buys a PlayStation 5, but they have no intention of ever using it. They're buying it to deliberately sell on.
To make money.
It's like a ticket tout.
So they buy it for like $450 and then they sell it on, say, Facebook Live or any other platform and try and, you know, sell it for...
Get that money.
What was that?
That was my chair.
For an extra like £100 or so.
So here's my question to you now. This is the mini quiz with the one question quiz. Is scalping illegal?
It's got to be.
You would think, wouldn't you? To buy something and sell
definitely.
It on.
Definitely.
Right, it's not illegal.
What?
And even ticket touting isn't technically illegal.
Really?
Yeah, except for reselling football tickets. That's the only ticket that when you resell it, it's illegal to sell at higher than face value. But concert tickets is not technically illegal to do that. I've been looking into... this area.
So there's no law that can stop these people from buying
from
the PlayStations.
No.
But then again, that raises a different question. Should places, I won't name any names, but certain businesses that the scalpers sell these PS5s to gain money, they're obviously like, yeah, we'll take them and we'll flog them even more, like more expensive to people like you and me.
This is exactly what's going on. It's so interesting because in Parliament, the digital minister and the MPs have actually been debating a bill to try and make it illegal. So they are thinking about it right now. But obviously, there's a pandemic going on. So they got...
Can you blame people for wanting to make money?
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? I actually caught up with some scalpers.
What? Is this what you've been doing?
That's right. So I got annoyed. I spent 20 hours online trying to get a PlayStation. I thought, now I'm going to talk to some scalpers.
Wow.
So I went
How did that go?
Well, so I went onto the Facebook marketplace and I said I wanted to buy a PlayStation 5 and they were selling for 600 quid.
Okay.
So £150 more than normal.
Yeah.
The first guy I spoke to, let's call him Mario.
Okay.
Sure.
Right,
yeah.
Sure.
Can you please just voice Mario for me?
Oh, right. So it's a bit of a bit of acting.
Bit of role
okay.
play. Okay.
So I'm Mario.
You're Mario.
Okay, then.
You're
right,
trying
then.
To sell me. I'm me, and you're
and
Mario.
I'm the scalper.
You're
right.
The scalper. Okay. So this is our conversation.
Sure.
Verbatim. I love that word. Is this item still available?
Hi. Yes. Still available.
You're really putting some effort into this.
Yeah.
Why are you selling it? Have you got one already?
Gonna receive tomorrow from Amazon.
Ah, so it hasn't arrived yet. I was trying to order from Amazon today. I bet you're not even a gamer, right? Lol.
PC gamer.
Hang on, so why did you buy a PlayStation 5 then?
I was trying to help my friend to buy it, but he's also got one.
You said it hadn't arrived yet. I guess you could just sell it on at cost or cancel the order. No need to make £150. Yeah, that silence was real because I didn't get a... That was it.
Is that it?
He bailed out of that conversation.
Wow.
Then.
Okay.
This one's better. Okay. This is the other one. Now, this one is actually a real insight into why the scalpers are doing it.
Okay.
Let's call this guy Luigi?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay. And do you want to be...
I'll be Luigi. I've got it into the scalper mindset now, yeah.
I'm going to give this one even more. Right. How did you get one, man? So difficult, right?
Why
I'm trying
did
to.
You say
I'm,
man?
No, because I'm trying to like.
You never say man.
I don't know, but I'm trying to. This is my online persona.
Oh, God.
How did you get one, man? So difficult, right?
Argos, loser. 2 a.m. this morning.
Excuse me, it doesn't say loser in there.
All right, then. Argos, 2 a.m. this morning.
Serious? I guess you've already got another one?
Just this one.
Why are you selling it if you only have one? Are you more of an Xbox fan?
Don't really play.
Ah, huh. Why did you get one? I'm really keen to get it.
Make some money. Make some money of it, TBH, also known as, to be honest.
Oh, thanks for the clarification. What happens if you can't sell it? You'll be down £600.
I've got quick this guy, isn't he? Yeah. Sell it to CEX for £550, cash.
Ah, so it's guaranteed profit, I guess.
Yeah.
That was the end of that conversation. So this is what's happening. People will buy them because they know they're going to make money guaranteed. £100 guaranteed from selling it to CEX. I asked CEX for a statement about this. I haven't had one back yet. Hopefully we'll get one in the next few days, although I have given them quite a few days now. I asked them, do you feel like you're part of this problem? Because they're selling them on for more than 700 quid.
Ah, but if it isn't against the law, they're not technically doing anything wrong.
No, exactly. But if we
so
do
really,
get a statement back from them...
So really, it should be made law.
Illegal to do it.
But some people will argue... It's a way of making money. Why? What's wrong with it?
That's how Facebook Marketplace works overall anyway. People just sell whatever they've got. So it's an interesting area. If we get any more on this, we will let you know.
We also asked on Twitter, at Naked Gaming Pod, if anyone has actually managed to get a PS5.
So Dobby replied saying, nope, and don't get me started on how the other half has failed thus far as well.
Dozzy Bite says, it's a no from me. I'm beginning to think they're make-believe.
However, Glenicus... I don't know if I can even read this because it will make me so angry. So I think you're going to have to read Glenicus's message.
Okay, then. So Glenicus says, at the risk of really annoying you, when they were at the pre-order stage, I managed to get three of them by accident. My mate had one of them off me. The third one I cancelled. Hang on a minute. You're going a bit... Oh, you all right there?
What?
You okay?
What?
You look a bit green.
Well, we did watch The Hulk not so long ago.
Green with envy.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
So, Pokemon is celebrating its 25th birthday. In fact, the 26th of February, 1996. God, how old were you then?
Six.
It marks the debut of the Pokemon franchise in the form of games on the Game Boy, of course, in Japan.
Originally, they were called Pocket Monsters Red and Pocket Monsters Green. Which is not really the most catchy title. Then when it came to the UK, it was Pokemon Red version and Pokemon Blue version. So they changed the colour.
How come in my mind Pokemon only came out when I was like 11 or 12?
Because I think we only played it when it came, I think it came out in Japan first and then we had to wait a few years for it to come out in the UK.
Yeah,
I think it was
yeah.
like 4 or 5 years later from the original release.
Well, all this year, Pokemon's 25th anniversary is being celebrated with an event, of course, called Pokemon 25.
In a recent announcement, which was actually done on the day itself, they had a few huge announcements as well.
I'm pleased to announce two new additions to the Pokemon video game series, both taking place in the Sinnoh region. First, I'd like to present the Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Pokemon Shining Pearl games. These are faithful remakes of the Pokemon Diamond version and Pokemon Pearl version games, which were released for the Nintendo DS system in Japan 15 years ago. Next, allow me to introduce you to the Pokemon Legends Arceus game. Pokemon Legends Arceus represents a new approach for the Pokemon video game series. Development is in full swing at Game Freak with the aim to deliver a gaming experience that breaks new ground for the Pokemon series.
Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Pokemon Shining Pearl, I mean, they're a bit weird names, but anyway, they'll launch in late 2021.
There's Pokemon Legends Arceus, which is launching as well in early 2022. And they're all out for the Nintendo Switch. So interesting games, these, aren't they?
Yeah, so the first two are more typical Pokemon games that you might expect to play, like Sword and Shield recently. But it's a reimagining of Pokemon Diamond and Pokemon Pearl. So think of it as a retro revival from 2006 from the Nintendo DS.
It's the same thing, you've got to catch them all. We get the idea of these games. It's just like a remake, but with better graphics, so fair enough. The more interesting one, though, is Pokemon Legends Arceus. It's being billed as like a prequel to Diamond and Pearl from 2006. You've got to create the first Pokedex in the region Sinnoh.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's a pretty cool idea, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Arceus is the name of a Pokemon as well. If you didn't know that, I didn't know that until I looked it up. Now, you can capture a Pokemon directly. This is the really new and weird thing. Instead of having to go into a battle, making the Pokemon go low on health and chucking your Pokeball at it, this time you can just sneak up on them and throw a Pokeball straight away.
Hang on a minute.
That's weird, isn't it? Don't know if I like that.
So hang on, when you're roaming around in the forest...
Yeah. They're wild. They're moving.
You have to battle them first, make them weak, and then you catch them. But you're saying with this, you can just catch them.
This is the one you can just catch them straight up.
All right. That might speed up the game, because sometimes it really does slow the game down.
Oh, those battles, when you just want to get somewhere quickly.
And he's like, come on!
10 random battles on the way, and you think, oh, we don't care. They are also battles in this game. A lot of people have been comparing the graphics to Zelda Breath of the Wild, which is also interesting because that's hugely popular.
But interestingly, the last one that we played...
Sword and Shield,
yeah. The graphics on that are beautiful.
So a when world
he's roaming,
better.
Yeah, when they're roaming around and you kind of see that open kind of the forest bit, so beautiful. I need to play this again. When you start talking about it, like, I need to pick this up again.
Right, let me ask you these questions then, right?
Okay.
Favourite Pokemon?
Okay.
Of all
got a lot
time.
To say about this.
Go on. Hit me with your favourite Poke monster.
It's changed over time.
Okay, what was it originally?
I had a teddy bear of... Jigglypuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I did. A little round...
Because it was pink and it was quite cute.
And the singing?
Jigglypuff.
It's quite good.
Thank you. But then, like, I quite like the Vulpix.
Which one's that? Foxy one, yeah.
Yeah.
Foxy Lady. Foxy Lady. My favourite one, it was Pikachu, obviously.
Obviously.
But then,
as
I got older, I loved the one called Scyther.
Oh, that one looks like it's...
It's a green, like,
a green
loads of, like, swords on its hands and stuff. It's so cool. And I tell you, this is the saddest thing I'm ever going to admit now.
Oh,
when I was a kid, when I was 10, 11, when Pokemon was all the rage,
right.
I used to like drawing. So I actually have a book somewhere at home. Like
Did you
my
draw
parents
them?
I drew all 150 original Pokemon.
No, you didn't.
I drew them on lined paper for some weird reason. And then in
you're
pencil.
Not bad at drawing either. You drew our new logo for our new podcast coming out soon, by the way.
I drew the prequel
logo. I have to show you that. It's so funny.
But I loved Scyther, and I think Scyther was my absolute favourite. Then they started bringing all the new Pokemon, like... I don't even know if I could name them. Oh, you thought of another one.
I can't see what it's called. The one with the big tongue.
Oh,
the pink one.
I think it's called Lick Tongue.
I love that one. Basically, all the pink ones
Lick,
I like.
Lick-tongue.
And I liked Polygon as well.
Oh, Poliwhirl was the one where it had the...
Poliwhirl. No.
Oh, you've remembered now.
I think I've got the one.
Go on.
I used to have another teddy bear of Psyduck.
Oh, you know, you do like Psyduck, don't you?
He's so like... Oh my God, right.
Go on.
Listen,
I know what you're going to say. We're
going off piste here.
I'm leaving this in.
But basically, you know the council, the parish council?
Is it Hanforth Parish Council?
Right, this has provided me with so much entertainment.
So if you haven't...
I want to personally thank all the councillors in that video because it's better than watching Big Brother.
It's like, okay, so it's the Jackie Weaver thing, it's Alan's iPad, it's all that stuff, right?
Ah, but in the video that's released, right, the cut down version, they don't include the best bit.
Which is
right?
The guy who says, read the standing orders, read them and understand them.
Right, if you skip to about 25 minutes in the original video.
Because you watched the whole meeting.
I watched the whole shebang. It's right. So good, right? I want the prequel, guys.
Wow.
And basically, he gets so angry, he's so frustrated that his voice does this.
But he says, so he says, we're trying to have a meeting. And then
fool!
Then he goes, we tried to have a meeting.
So all me and Chris do now is just.
But I try and make it sound like words, so I try and say, tablet the podcast. So anyway.
Oh, sorry, we digress.
Thanks,
anyway,
Jackie
back
Weaver.
To Pokemon. So
your favourite, well, you've got to pick one, so go on.
Right, I'll go with Psyduck.
Yeah, well, after all that, I blimmin' hope so. I just wanted to mention a couple of other games from Pokemon history as well. Pokemon Stadium, which was like a revolution for me when I was a kid, because it was just the Pokemon battles, and then they eventually moved on to doing like double Pokemon battles, which was amazing.
Yeah.
Pokemon Snap was one of the cool games where you took pictures of the Pokemon.
Yeah.
That's being re-released and remade on April the 30th this year. The only thing I would say about Pokemon, this is my complaint, they just keep remaking games in the same format. So like we've just heard the announcement of Pokemon Brilliant Diamond and Pokemon Shining Pearl. They're just making the same games again but updating the graphics. Why can't they just do a new format of Pokemon game?
Go on then, suggest it.
Well,
keep
some of the elements, but like just create a new storyline.
But the thing is, we've already got a game where you take pictures of them.
Yeah, but don't re-release that one.
Where they battle in an arena.
Yeah.
Loads of them where you've got to catch them
all. But what, like a really gritty Pokemon game? Like
Nobody
a really
wants to,
dark
Pokemon
No, they do because they're older
I
now.
I don't want to play that. I just want to sit down and catch a Ditto from time to time.
Well, these games are for you then. A couple of things we've done on the podcast before about Pokemon, which are really fun. We'll just play you a bit here. We actually spoke to the voice of Ash Ketchum from the TV series. That's Veronica Taylor.
Really, he just kind of came into here. So he's kind of back in my throat and, you know, he's got a lot of energy. And with that, it gave me a lot of room for his emotional journey.
Yes.
So he could be way up high and then, you know, really dear and come down. So he had a lot of space in there. So in terms of that, it was a great voice to work with.
And we also talked about how your brain is essentially a Pokedex.
Yeah, the game was perfect because it was very motivated. Even the TV show, if you remember it,
yeah, of course.
You know, kind of motivated you for recognizing them. They would have like black silhouettes and be like, who's that Pokemon? And
yeah.
So it was kind of this crazy like environment that just really motivated people for like knowing all these intricate differences between these hundreds of visually similar things.
So that's the kind of thing that we do every now and then. You can subscribe to this podcast, catch all of our episodes and our new mini updates that we're doing every month as well. Hope you're enjoying this one. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
It's fun, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got a video version of our main episode coming very soon as well.
Ooh.
We'll be back on the 21st of March.
I better get dressed for that one because we're both sitting in our dressing gowns right now.
TMI.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.